You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yesterday, we were talking about not being a generation that refuses to make a bridge, but expecting people to cross over the bridge.
Yes.
Because we have the example of Jesus Christ. He always made a way for people to be able to come to him and to experience the teaching. And he always went out. He was in places in the community where people were able to access him, and they were able to access the teaching. They were able to access it exactly how they were. They didn't have to put on a show or change. They could come just as they are. We looked in different places in the Bible where you had the blind beggar sitting on the side of the road, and then he just jumped up. He didn't go try to get his vision first, then go find Jesus. A lot of times we try to go get fixed up first, then go find Jesus. There was a man the Bible talks about, and he was on a bed, and his friends carried him, and they came through the roof to be able to access him. They came just as they are. They carried the situation as it was on to Jesus. So we have to be willing to share the gospel in such a way that it doesn't condemn people, exactly. That it doesn't make people feel as if they are excluded
or judged.
Mm-hmm. So we're bringing the bridge mm-hmm. of the gospel mm-hmm. of Jesus Christ and removing barriers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And as we close out this week's study, I want to close with this point. Don't just pass the church down, mm-hmm. but pass the faith down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's say it again.
That's it.
Don't just pass the church down mm-hmm. to another generation. What we need to do, pass the faith down. And we go back to Psalms 145 verse 4 says, mm-hmm. remind us that we are to tell mm-hmm. the next generation of our faith, mm-hmm. what the Lord has done, mm-hmm. what the Lord has done in us. Give them the testimony of what God has done, the goodness of God. So what are us going to leave on this Friday morning? What are we going to leave the next generation to hold on to? Mm-hmm. Number one, it is not money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It is not money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is. It is not position. That's not what it is. So we're not going to try to leave mm-hmm. money to the next generation or leave position or leave title. It is faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Because money will cease.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Position will cease. Mm-hmm. But the faith live on.
Mm-hmm.
How many people who have died and leave their generation wealth mm-hmm. to their son and their mm-hmm. daughter? And within years, it's gone.
Gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
They leave the title. They were the owner of their company, and now they leave their son as the president.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 years, he's no longer the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what we should leave mm-hmm. for the next generation. That's going to lose is our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what God has done.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah, and it was like Diana was saying yesterday morning.
Yeah.
You know, you go to church and then you do, you know, you attend, but then you go back in the car and you're arguing with each other and you're not acting out what you believe.
Yeah.
So that's very important that we go to church and we try to live a Christian life for the rest of the week. I know it's hard. Things happen. Circumstances happen. But we need to show instead a good example so that when they look at us, they don't say, well, I don't want that. Look, you're no different.
Yeah.
You're no different. You know, you say one thing and you do another. So it's very important that we try to live the way Christ likes us to live so that we can draw onto him the lost and the people and the young people and worship together and bring unity and to tell them there, you know, a lot of times these young people, they don't see a way out. You know, it's hard for them. It really is. But they see your life. They may say, you know what? I want what they got. What do you got? Show me what you got. And then you can tell them. You can give them, as the pastor just said, you can be a testimony to them. Give them your testimony. Tell them how the Lord worked in your life. Give them hope. Give them truth. And give them love.
And when we do fall short, then we go back into the Word. And we bring reconciliation. You know, articulate it. I know that I should not have done
amen,
this.
Amen.
And that, you know, the
amen.
Bible says that this would be the way to handle it. And this is how I'm going to practice handling it in the future. Because we're not perfect. And sometimes we do that, too. Put up the whole show and then behind closed doors, they really know, even though we may not be doing it in the presence of our children and people, they still know. People still know.
They know. They
people
know.
So we put on a different face, and then when we get behind closed doors, you know, they still hear what's on the, going on the other side of the door. So we also have to show how we could go back and we could apply the teaching. We could come back to the Word that when we're in a position that we didn't want to find ourselves in, or we do something that we know we shouldn't have done, or we did something that wasn't a good example or didn't represent Christ well, how to go back into the Bible and how to find the solution, how to bring forth that transformation. Because at one point or another, we're all going to mess up. As we're going to say something we shouldn't say. We're going to do something that we shouldn't do. But how do we self-correct? The Bible tells us that refreshing comes in the presence of the Lord when we come with repentance. What does repentance mean? I didn't do it right, and I need to change the way that I handle these situations. And that's when refreshing comes in the presence of the Lord. Then it also brings healing. You know, when you can really be honest and be humble at your shortcomings and then show, okay, this is a real life practical application. I messed up, and now let me get in this Word and find, you know, what I could do better. Find that strength, find that courage, find that peace, find that comfort, find that love, find that joy that I need to be able to do better next time. So being that whole, showing the whole picture of how this Christian life works. Because it's not just about going to church and then everything's perfect, because that's surely not it. It's a faith walk day by day from everybody in the church, from the person who's just hearing the name Jesus to the person who's been in the church 30 years to the person who's preaching in the pulpit. Each and every person, it is a faith walk day by day, moment by moment. It is a faith walk. You know, sometimes we look at people and we think, oh, that's the elite. They must not ever do this. They may not ever do that. We all have the same opportunity throughout the day.
Yes.
We all have arrows coming to our mind to try to get us to think and go in another direction. But when the maturity, with the wisdom, with the experience, you know that you don't have to act on every thought that comes into your mind. How do we know that? Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God, we know that we can cast down every argument, every that tries to rise in disobedience to the Word of God. We know that through our experience, our encounters with God in the Word. So these are the things that we pass down as an inheritance of faith, how faith works.
Works. Amen. Tell them how God brought us through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how faith works.
Absolutely.
Tell them how our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, oh, God answers prayers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give them example of you praying, or I'm praying, and God answered that prayer, where no man could have brought the answer except God.
Mm-hmm.
Young people need to hear that. And they need to see that. Tell them how God kept you when you wanted to quit. When you want to give up. God kept you. Just like Joshua. And Joshua wanted to quit. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, God got to come back and encourage Joshua to be strong, to be courageous, to don't let fear stop him. So we ought to tell the younger generation our testimony of the goodness of God, our struggle, our victories. They want to hear that. And so they can say, okay, then if the God that I'm hearing, he does all of that, then he can do it for me. And the only way God can do it is by me putting my faith in God. So on this Friday, we are encouraging you, as we leave the teaching for this week, we're encouraging you to find some young one and mentor that person. It might not look like you, might not talk like you, might not dress like you, but remember, it's not you working, it's God working in that person.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we can't expect the next generation to conform to the ways of the old generation.
That's right.
We have to know that through the renewing of the mind, through the word, that God's will be done, because generations are being prepared through generations for things to live in a world that we have not yet experienced. So we cannot try to conform people to the ways of previous generation, but faith is universal.
Right.
Faith crosses barriers.
Yes.
Faith is always applicable in every life situation. The faith of the 1800s, the faith of the right when Jesus was walking the earth, that same faith is still applicable. That don't expire. That don't get old. Faith is faith, and it is what is needed to continue to bring what is invisible into the visible. That's faith, operating in faith. So we can't expect people just to conform to our ways. We have to be willing that the creativity, that the exploits that are coming from heaven, they are for a world that is being prepared.
Yes. So we encourage you, find some young people this week and mentor them. They are looking for you. And that is how you make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place.